Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about unlocking the design capabilities of Claude Code using Playwright. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. This sounds like a game changer. So what's the core issue with using Claude Code for front-end design?
Well, the problem isn't Claude Code itself. It's the lack of visual context. It's like asking a brilliant artist to paint a masterpiece while blindfolded. They're relying solely on code, not their vision.
Ah, I see. Interesting. So how does Playwright solve this?
Playwright gives Claude Code eyes. It's a Microsoft framework, primarily for web testing. But its magic lies in the MCP, the Message Channel Protocol. It lets Claude control a browser, take screenshots, and basically see its designs, leading to iterative self-correction.
Got it. Iterative self-correction. That's key, right? It's not just about a single prompt and response.
Exactly. It's about creating an agentic loop. Claude checks the design spec, style guide, UI mock, etc., takes a Playwright screenshot, compares, and iterates until the design matches the spec. Think of it as a continuous feedback loop.
That sounds incredibly efficient. I'm guessing this unlocks a lot of Claude's potential.
Absolutely. Remember, Claude's training data includes a vast amount of image data. By enabling it to see its designs, we tap into this unused visual intelligence.
So walk me through the practical applications of this. What are some workflows this enables?
So many. Agentic front-end iteration is the big one. Then there's automatic fixing of UI errors, emulating different devices, visually rendering reference URLs for inspiration, even data scraping.
Wow, data scraping? That's unexpected. How does that work?
Imagine Claude encountering a blocked website while scraping. With Playwright, it can simply open a browser, load the page, and extract the data directly. Pretty ingenious, right? Totally. Okay, so what about setup? How complicated is it to integrate Playwright?
Surprisingly simple. A single line in Claude Code installs the Playwright MCP. Then it's all about configuration. Choosing browsers, emulating devices, running in headless mode, etc.
You also mentioned something about Claude.md. What's that about?
Think of Claude.md as Claude's long-term memory. You store design principles, style guides, even preferred commit structures. It's context readily available for every session, like automated best practices.
Interesting. I see. That's like preloading Claude with essential information. You also talked about subagents. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. Subagents are like specialized teams within Claude. I created a design reviewer subagent, for example, which follows a specific workflow to review UI changes. It uses Playwright, takes screenshots, analyzes design principles, and generates detailed reports.
Got it. So you're basically delegating specific tasks. How do you manage these subagents?
Through the agents directory in your .claude folder, you define their names, descriptions, tools, like Playwright, and even their persona, like a principal-level designer in my case. It's powerful stuff.
This whole workflow seems incredibly powerful. Anything else we should know?
Don't be afraid to experiment and iterate. Use Git worktrees to run multiple Claude instances with different prompts or configurations in parallel. Embrace the stochastic nature of these models. Oh, and one more thing. Learn from the examples provided by Anthropic. Their GitHub repositories are a goldmine of information.
Great advice. This has been an incredibly insightful discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise. This Playwright integration with Claude Code truly feels like a game changer for front-end development. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, keep coding.
Goodbye.